Well, welcome to After Hours on this Memorial Day weekend. Do me a favor, please, and just remember what Memorial Day is all about. That's all I ask. Remember, it is not a time to simply celebrate Weber grills. Celebrate those who sacrificed for this country. A couple years ago, I met Joe DiPaolo, who's the manager at Bolingbroke's Clough International Airport. We didn't talk last year because COVID put a stop to what is called the Cavalcade of Planes, which takes place this coming weekend. Joe, how are you?
Good, Rick. Good talking to you again.
It is. I missed you. I want to devote the first, you're going to be on for 45 minutes because I'm so intrigued now, especially because of the producer of this show, Ben Anderson, I'm going to call him a plane nut. Is that a fair thing to call him?
Enthusiast.
Your story to me is among the most fascinating careers changes I've ever heard. You were many years, you'd been a developer and a custom builder for decades. And some years ago, you purchased what was then a privately owned airport, and you were going to develop it into residential and commercial property. And instead, you got sort of waylaid and sidetracked, and a passion was fired for flight and airplanes. How exactly did that happen, Joe?
well, you're right, Rick. For again, decades.
Yeah,
I was a custom builder and a land developer, and through a mutual attorney friend, the airport went up for sale, or was going to go up for sale, and I purchased it. Now, my eye was on a subdivision of multifamily, single family, commercial property, etc. But during that time in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was an explosion of growth in the suburbs, and Bolingbroke was just primed for a tremendous amount of growth. And so I just thought, well, maybe I'll redevelop the airport a little bit, buy some time, and then I'll flip it years down the road.
Sure.
As the value increase, etc. Well, I didn't know the lingo of any of the aviation. I was a white knuckle commercial flyer.
Sure.
You know, when a commercial plane took off, I was one of those guys that leaned forward.
Yeah. Of course.
So, I decided to take some lessons and figured just I better learn some of this stuff because I'm going to, you know, do this for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was my third lesson that my instructor and I did a stall. And if you know what a stall is with a plane, you shut the engine down, basically, or turn it to idle, and you wait till it breaks, and down you go. Well, I was in a Cessna 172, and with that plane, for those who are aware of that plane, it recovered before I was totally, you know,
Dead from a heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my, and then boom, it recovered. And so right there and then I knew, you know what? I'm not going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And at that point I was hooked. And then I finished and got my full private license, then ultimately my multi engine license. And
let me ask you, Joe, what kind of shape was the airport in at the time? Because it always, you know, it's now called the Bolingbroke International Airport. Was it just a, you know, sort of country down at the heels kind of place then?
Yeah, Rick. Oliver Boyd Clough, who was a farmer, mm-hmm. and this was part of his farm, and in the 50s, he put a grass strip in and got a approval for a private strip. Then in the 70s, he got it approved as a actual commercial airport. He named it International. There's stories all around, but what he told me, when asked years ago,
sure.
He said, well, Joe, people remember the ridiculous. And And there's other stories about, well, he would go to, with friends, go to Canada and go fishing, and thus he named it International. He had a friend from Ireland that would come in and visit all the time, thus International. And quite honestly, Rick, we've had people from all over different areas of the nation actually come in here.
Now, what is the biggest, what is the, in those days, Joe DiPaolo, what was the biggest plane they could handle? It was basically, was it not a sort of private airplane hangout, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the little Piper Cub, the Aranca Champ, little Cherokee, you know, it was that. And a lot of home building airplanes and repairing airplanes, and it was kind of a good old boys kind of a country.
Sure,
airship.
It sounds, you know. I mean, it actually sounds charming in those days. And you decided at one point to just, okay, I'm going to buy this thing. I'm going to open a restaurant here, right?
Yeah,
for you and your buddies to have cocktails, I suppose, cocktails and food.
Well. Yeah, and there's some stories there, but I don't know if we have enough time for that.
All right, we got to take a break right now. But this is a great story, Joe, and it's great to talk to you. And we will promote the hell out of the Cavalcade of Planes. You can go to cavalcadeofplanes.com to get more information. It takes place next weekend. But now we're going to come back after a short commercial break. And you opened this place called Charlie's Restaurant and started to draw pilots from all over the Midwest. And we will explore that with Joe DiPaolo in a couple minutes. Some years ago, Joe DiPaolo, who took a sort of basically a kind of a rural airport, and because it was getting planes in from places like Ireland, it became an international airport. He opened a restaurant there in Bolingbrook called Charlie's Restaurant. It drew pilots from all over the Midwest. Eventually, someone else, initially Joe wanted to buy it as a big piece of land to develop commercially and residentially. Then someone else wanted to do that. And instead, Joe, you sold it to the village of Bolingbrook, and they said, hey, you are such a good guy. Why don't you stay on and manage this airport for us? Yeah, I mean, that's basically what happened, right?
Yeah, basically. I had some extra land that we weren't using for the the actual operations of the airport. And a friend of mine at that time wanted to build some townhomes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to the village and discussed it. And the next day, the then mayor, Roger Clare, called me up and said, well, what are your long-term plans? And I said, well, you know, I think it's time. And so we discussed over a period of time, what can we do to keep it? And the village then went ahead and purchased and kept it and said, you know, Joe, we don't know anything about an airport.
Or airplanes, yeah.
Right. You built everything here. You know what's going on. You know, why don't you keep running your little development business right here and manage the airport? So that's what we've done. And
well, you've enhanced it, Joe. You've enhanced it with the Illinois Aviation Museum. You've enhanced it with a flight school, the A&M Aviation, which is one of the largest private flight schools in Illinois. And you have also enhanced it with next Saturday and Sunday out there is something called Cavalcade of Planes. You can go to cavalcadeofplanes.com to get more information. But it's an extravaganza that is meant to, I think, I'm not trying to make too much of this, but to explain your passion for planes.
Well, first let me correct you. It's JW Aviation is the flight school out there.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Okay.
Yes, we have the museum. We have the restaurant. My passion for planes, I'll tell you, Rick, it became an easy way at that time. I have three daughters, and they were all going to college within that time period. And it became an easy way to get them to school. And instead of driving, I had them all over the Midwest.
Yeah.
So it was an easy way to get them to school and back. And we would fly over the Borman Expressway from time to time, my wife and I. My wife, fortunately, loves to fly. So
was that always true? Or when you came back to her and said, "Hey, honey, I'm taking flight lessons," did she go, "And I'm leaving you now"?
No, actually, the story is I'm a little bit of a maverick. I bought an airport, then I bought an airplane, and then I finally got my license. You know, a little bit different. No, yes. She's always been very supportive.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah,
and
very
so,
supportive.
So the cavalcade of planes, and I'm going to get after the news at 5:30, your pal and my producer, Ben Anderson, in here. But this is, you really have a passion for wanting to showcase, not just you have all these old planes. And what fascinates me, Joe, is in an era where, you know, people are watching, pictures from Mars. On the evening news, that there remains this unbelievably romantic appeal to the kind of planes that you have out there. Why is that?
Well, I think you used the correct word, the romantic appeal. As a pilot, sitting in a plane up in the sky, nice and quiet, and can, you know, just soar and do what you want to do. You know, there's a certain peaceful feeling about all that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong; it takes a lot to fly an airplane, but there is that peaceful, enjoyable calm in flying an airplane.
Well, there's
those that are observing the planes. In our situation, you can get up close and personal and, you know, not touch the planes, but get as close as you can to enjoy some of these historic airplanes.
Yeah, there's an intimacy to it, too, I think, that you know, and man has always, since Icarus, the desire to fly, I think, it may not be innate or inherent in man, but the desire to fly doesn't really translate to a space capsule. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's something much more intimate about the airplane. How did the whole cavalcade of planes start? How did this event start?
Well, years ago in 98, 99, when I first, was involved with the airport, we thought, how do we become a good neighbor to our community?
Yeah,
this great town of Bolingbrook, who they do so many good things there. How do we become a good neighbor? Well, I like, if you're interested in an airplane, if you're interested in one model or another, you had to go to where that salesperson was at that airport.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted a different plane, a different model, you had to go to a different airport. So I looked at it as kind of the auto show that comes to Chicago, where all the cars are there in one spot. Well, that's what we decided to do back in 99, I think was our first year.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to bring a bunch of different manufacturers there, and those interested in airplanes could see all the different manufacturers at that time. And that's how it started, and then it grew from there. Then I got involved with a lot of friends with World War II Warbirds, which are a huge hit. And Ben can speak more to that than I can probably, but that was a huge hit. And we get all these Warbirds in Warbird Alley. We get the new planes on the main apron at the airport. But that's how it started, as kind of a car show, but an airplane show.
Wow, how
and
interesting!
And you can get up close.
And I'm sure, and you also give rides. I mean, it's possible to make of this like the world's greatest amusement park, because you can go up there. I don't know if people want to do that dead fall or whatever it was that hooked you for real, but people are capable of going up in some of these planes, right?
Yes, there'll be. We even have a helicopter that will be giving rides. You know, it's an additional fee for them, but they'll fly all day long in helicopters and give people rides in the helicopters. We'll have airplanes giving rides. Many years, for a lot of years, we had the Experimental Aircraft Association's Ford Tri-Motor there.
Mm.
Due to COVID and a lot of
things, sure.
We were canceled last year, and then this year, you know, there were a lot of issues. We don't have it this year, but we hope to have it again next year. And that was a That's a very historic plane that can take 10 people at a time up for a ride.
I'm sure you have this year a lot of health protocols that you had to meet and just so you could put the show on.
Yeah, it was difficult to plan because I started planning this in January.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you know, things were changing all the time. Well, how do I do this? But we are requesting masks for non-vaccinated people. We'll have hand sanitizers throughout the venue. We're trying not to exchange any cash at the entrance. This year is the first time we're going to do all online ticketing, and you can pick which day and do all online ticketing to eliminate as much person-on-person contact as we can. It's just a different world right now.
Yes, it is. But I think this is going to be, I suppose, I don't know if you're a praying man, but I'm sure you would pray for weather like we had today and you're expecting to have tomorrow for this. How many people usually show up for this, Joe?
Well, our highest over the 2 day is just over 30,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like a golf tournament or something.
Yeah, yeah. We average around 20,000, but 4 years ago, we had 30,000 people.
Wow. I'm going to ask you to stay on through the news, and then we'll get your protege, Ben Anderson, on here. And you can ask him any question. He can ask you any question. Turned me on to this because you said, Rick, a couple years ago, he goes, I won't be in to produce your show. I go, why not? He goes, well, I'm going to be flying World War II airplanes. And I said, well, that's that may be the greatest excuse I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll be back with my pal. We got to meet one day, Joe DiPaolo. He's the manager of Bolingbroke's Clow International Airport, and it's the site of next weekend's Cavalcade of Planes. You can go to cavalcadeofplanes.com for all sorts of information here, and listen to the news with Roger Badish, and then we'll be joined by Ben Anderson to explain his passion for flight. Welcome back, and Joe DiPaolo, thank you for hanging on. Joe is he used to own the Bolingbroke's Clow International Airport. Now he's just like the manager, but if you'd been listening in the last half hour, you heard how his passion for flight and all things flight went from him being a white-knuckled passenger on conventional airport to running this airport and coming up with all sorts of amazing ways to spread his passion, including next weekend's Cavalcade of Planes. One of his proteges, I'm going to call you that, Ben, is Ben Anderson, the producer of this show, who first told me about this. Say a few words, Ben, about Joe. I find him one of the most interesting, intriguing guys I've ever talked to.
Oh, man, I think Joe's one of the most positive aviation people that I've ever met.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet him?
We were introduced by a friend of mine through air show needs, and they needed me to come in and do what I do at air shows and just help maintain safety and ground operations.
All right. How did you get into this?
Oh, man. How much time you got, Rick?
I got 2 hours.
There's a family history there. I've been going to air shows my entire life. My grandparents were enthusiasts. My parents were enthusiasts. And we have a family history. We celebrate Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And my roots go to my great-grandfather, who was one of the original 13 instructors that started what is now the Air Force.
Wow. Wow, that's something. And obviously, Joe, you were impressed when you first met Ben with this kind of history, right?
Well, yeah. Ben brought up one of the words he used was safety. With his experience, when some of our warbirds fire up, we have thousands and thousands of people there who are just gawking at some of these beautiful airplanes. And with Ben's expertise and others, but, they know how to manage the crowd, get them back, and prepare for the warbirds to fire up and taxi out and everything. So he is a tremendous asset to our total, or, you know, the whole event.
It must be, that must be quite a sight, fellas, seeing those old, you know, I'm naive. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a white knuckled flyer. I'm a, you know, five Jim Beam on the rocks flyer before I take off. That's the kind of flyer I am. But it must be, I mean, the part of it for you guys is the spectacle of it all, isn't it, Ben?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see and hear, you know, these aircraft that were used, you know, what, 75 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, at the height of the military industry during World War II, you know, see some of these aircraft fire up with a 2,000 horsepower engine. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, Rick, when we have a couple of planes called a TBM Avenger come in from time to time. And Ben, you'll know what I'm talking about here. But when they stopped, they were aircraft carrier airplanes during you know, World War II and everything. Mm-hmm. And their wings fold up. So when they come in and they stop, and then they hit the levers and the hydraulics kick in, and those wings start folding up, the jaws that drop is
yeah.
an amazing sight of everybody. And I've seen it many times, and I'm still intrigued by it all.
You too. This is obviously maybe more so for you, Joe, because you orchestrate the whole thing. This has got to be an exhausting kind of exhausting, not just weekend for you, an exhausting prep to get. There's so many moving parts to this thing, right, Ben?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work, but I get some help. We have the Illinois Aviation Museum there; they help. Charlie's Restaurant, they help, you know, for some of the things that they're going to do. The EEA Chapter 461, Warbirds of America, they help. So I get a lot of committees, but I will tell you, Rick, it is all volunteer. Everything we do at this event is volunteer.
Wow.
So, and you can imagine to manage 30,000 people.
Sure.
And the Village of Bolingbrook does a tremendous job of supporting us. We've
yeah.
got great support from the Village. And I don't mind the work because we have quite an unusual little gem
yeah.
For our town.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a great facility.
Well, I know Ben does this also in other places around the country. You've done this other places.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben, what? I'm not going to ask you what your future in aviation is. You seem to have found your niche and your spot, and you're doing a great job. I don't think you're planning to go over and, you know, take over LaGuardia or something. but Ben, how do you see your future in aviation?
I like my little place in it the way it is. I get to actively work with these, you know, flying history museums.
Yeah.
I mean, each aircraft is its own historical artifact. So I get to work with them. I get to work with the veterans that flew them and hear their stories and experiences. And you know, hopefully soon we'll be sharing those a little bit differently. But I don't want to tease too much in the future yet. But yeah, just being able to go around and experience these aircraft and help support them and maintaining, you know, as we call in Warbirds of America, keep them flying.
Now, do you fly?
From time to time, yeah.
You have a license, or you just do this?
I'm not current right
okay.
now.
Okay,
a little,
okay.
A little too busy.
Well, Joe, your story is amazing. I got to come out there and meet you face to face at Charlie's Restaurant.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I really would. And best of luck with everything this weekend. I know it's been. It's just nice to be back from a lot of things that fell by the wayside during COVID are not going to come back. And I'm glad you've been able to. Really glad you've been able to pull this off.
Yeah, it'll be a little different this year because
sure.
of everything, but we're going to have something, and we expect to be very, very successful, and we give our community an opportunity to get out of the house.
Well, and something to be, and also something to be proud about. So I think there's a great deal of pride involved in this. And Ben, you miss producing this radio show next Sunday, right?
Yeah, I will be busy with airplanes.
He will.
Fellas, Ben, you know how much I respect and admire you. And Joe, that goes for you too, man. The way in which this whole thing came about is just, it's a great story, and it's a story that needs to be told, and that's what I do for a living. I tell stories, and I'm going to tell your story.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. It's a great story. You want to go out there, you want to buy this piece of land to build residential and commercial properties, and, well, maybe I'll take an airplane ride before I do this, and the next thing you know, exactly. Thank God you've got a good wife who stood behind you on all this.
I do that.
Yeah. Plus you've got free rides to take your girls to college. Go to cavalcadeofplanes.com. It's a very nice website. You'll see a lot of very cool pictures of planes, and you know they can do whatever they want to do on Mars, and that's something, but it lacks that real human touch. So fellas, thank you. Ben, thank you. Joe, and we'll take a commercial break and carry on this thing called After Hours.